在我们还没有开始之前，让我们来看三段经文。
Before we begin, let's look at three different passages.
首先是罗马书第八章第十九节到二十三节。
First, Romans chapter 8, verses 19 to 23.
罗马书第八章十九节，受造之物切望等候神的种子显出来，因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因那叫他如此的。但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候 得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得束。
For the anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it.In hope that the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now. And not only this, but also we ourselves, having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our body.
那么第二段经文是哥林多前书第十五章五十八节。
And the second passage is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58.
所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常卸力，多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Therefore, my beloved brother, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord.
最后一段经文是约翰福音第十四章第一到第三节。
And the last passage is John chapter 14, verses 1 to 3.
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了，我去原为你们预备地方去，我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去，我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you.For I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may all be also.
那我上次说过，复活的真理是非常重要的。
Last time I mentioned that the truth of the resurrection is very important.
因为这复活的真理是我们信仰的这个根基。
Because the truth of resurrection is a foundation of our faith.
那保罗说，如果一个人信了耶稣，
and Paul says that if a person believes in Jesus,
那么死后没有复活，
but there is no resurrection after death.
那么他所信的毕竟是徒然的，
then what he believes in is in vain.
那比那些没有信耶稣的人更加的可怜，
and he's more pitiable than those who do not believe.
就如哥林多前书第十五章第十七到第十九节所说。
And just as what 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 17 to 19 says.
那基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们乃在罪里。
And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, you are still in your sins.
那就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡的。
Then those who are, Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost.
那我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men.
那保罗说，如果耶稣基督没有复活，
And Paul says that if Jesus Christ was not raised,
那我们所信的是没有用的。
then what we believe in is useless.
不能带给我们什么好处。
There's no benefit to us.
我们仍然死在这个罪中。
We are still dead in our sins.
然后在一个绝望的一个状况里面。
And living in hopelessness.
那除此之外。
And besides this.
所有被造之物、也没有希望。
There's no hope for all creation.
那等待着神的审判。
And awaiting for the judgment of God.
那可见耶稣基督的复活所带来的那种后果是何等的重要。
So we see the importance of the consequence of Jesus' resurrection.
那如果耶稣基督没有复活，
If Jesus was not raised from the dead,
不止信耶稣的人不能够得到拯救，
Not only are those who believe in Jesus cannot be saved,
那被造之物也不能够免去神的审判，
And all creation cannot avoid the judgment of God.
耶稣基督的复活应当成为我们这个信仰生活行为的中心点。
And Jesus' resurrection should be the central point of our faith in our lives.
我把我的生命献给神使用，是因为耶稣基督已经复活了。
I offer my life for God to use because Jesus rose again.
我忠心的来侍奉主，是因为耶稣基督已经复活了。
I faithfully serve God because Jesus rose again.
那我向别人传福音，是因为耶稣基督已经复活了。
I preach the gospel to people because Jesus lives again.
而耶稣基督的复活影响到我今生的生命。
And Jesus' resurrection impacts my life today.
影响到我每天所做的。
Impacts what I do every day.
那更重要的，耶稣基督的复活影响到我的将来。
And more importantly, Jesus' resurrection impacts my future.
那当主耶稣再来的时候，
When Jesus comes again,
我会从死里复活过来。
I will be raised again from dead.
那如果那时我还活着的话，
If I still live at the time,
那我身体将会改变，
then my body would change.
跟那些从死里复活的那些得救的人一同提到天上去，
I would be lifted up to heaven with those who have already passed away.
与主永远的同在，
and be with God forever.
那耶稣基督的复活除了带给我们影响，
And Jesus' resurrection besides impacting us.
也影响到所有的被造之物。
It also impacts all creation.
那就如罗马书第八章第十九节所说。
Just as what it says in Romans chapter 8 verse 19.
受造之物切望等候神的种子显出来。
The creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed.
而基督耶稣的复活的后果，首先就是被造之物免去了神的审判。
And the consequence of Jesus' resurrection first is that the creation avoids God's judgment.
那圣经告诉我们，特别在罗马书里面讲到，被造之物正等待着神的拯救。
And the Bible, especially in Romans, speaks of the creation awaiting salvation.
那福音所带来的好消息超过我们能够所想象的。
And the good news of the gospel, it goes beyond what our imagination.
那福音所带来的好消息不只是到那些相信的耶稣的人得到拯救。
And the good news of the gospel not only results in those who believe being saved.
那同时也使到万物被造之物。
And it also impacts all creation.
啊，就是包括整个宇宙。
It includes the whole universe.
那么这个地球，还有地球上的动物，还有植物等等的东西。
The earth, all the plants, all the animals here.
那么有一天，当耶稣来的时候，他们也得到拯救。
One day when Jesus comes again, they shall be saved as well.
那就如保罗在哥罗西书第一章第二十节所说。
And just like what Paul says in Colossians chapter 1 verse 20.
那么既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，并借着他叫万有，无论是地上的天上的，都与自己和好了。
And through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
所以耶稣基督的复活不只使到我们的身体得到拯救。
So Jesus' resurrection not only results in our bodies being saved.
这节经文说万有，也就是地上天上的， 都与神和好。
And here it says, all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, will be reconciled.
所有被造之物正等待着神的拯救。
And all created things are been waiting for salvation.
我们是否有感觉到这个世界还有所有被造之物没有这个安宁？
Do we feel like though this world and all created things does not have peace?
那这个世界是否失去了它的平衡？
And this world has lost its balance.
那么世界上所发生的天灾说明这个世界很不正常。
And all the disasters in this world shows that this is not normal.
不是神起初所创造的。
It's not God's original design.
然后在圣灵里面，我们看到这些动物跟野兽不能够和睦相处。
And the forest, we see that the animals cannot get along.
然后小的动物成为这个大的动物的牺牲品。
The small animals become the sacrificial item of the larger animals.
所以保罗在这段经文说，受造之物切望等候神的种子显出来。
And so this passage says the creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed.
因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意的，乃是因那叫他如此的。
For the creation was subjected to frustration not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it.
但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
And hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God.
我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今，不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now. And not only this, but also we ourselves, having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our body.
那自从人犯罪以后,
and ever since men sinned,
不止人要面对罪带来的后果,
not only do men have to face the consequence of sin,
整个世界跟宇宙都受到影响。
The whole of creation was impacted.
所以这段经文我们看到一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。
So we see that from this passage that the whole of creation groans and suffers until today.
也就是说，当人犯罪以后，一直到现在，人一直在这个叹息劳苦。
And so we see that it's from ever since the sin andThe first sin until now that men have groaned and suffered.
那请注意这段经文最后一句就是我们的身体得赎。
And please know the last phrase, the redemption of our body.
我们的身体得赎是指这个身体的复活。
The redemption of our body refers to the resurrection of the body.
那保罗说不止我们的身体得到拯救。
And Paul says not only do our body are saved.
所有被造之物都等待那天的到来。
All creation is awaiting until the day, the coming of the day.
也就是脱离那个败坏的辖制。
And it is to escape the bondage of corruption.
所以人跟那些所有受造之物一同叹息劳苦。
So man and all creation continues to grow and suffer.
好比一个女人生产一样。
Just as the pains of childbirth.
等候这个婴孩的诞生。
Awaiting for the birth of the child.
所以做母亲的都能够了解生产那种疼痛。
So, all mothers understand the pain of childbirth.
所以当母亲生产的时候。
So, when a mother gives birth.
如果父亲在场的话。
If the father is present.
那做父亲的都能够感受那种痛苦。
The fathers could understand the pain.
无论是做母亲或者做父亲的。
Whether mother or father.
都期待着这个婴孩生下来。
They await for the birth of the child.
所以我们看到所有受造之物期待脱离这个败坏的辖制。
So we see that the whole creation awaits for the escape from corruption.
等待着拯救。
Awaits for redemption.
就好像父母亲等待着这个婴孩被生下来。
Just as the parents wait for the birth of the child.
圣经告诉我们，当主耶稣再来的时候。
And the Bible tells us that when Jesus comes again.
所有得救的基督徒将会从死里复活过来。
That all believing Christians will be raised from the dead.
那时神将会审判这个世界。
And at that time, God will judge the world.
旧的天地将会过去。
The old things will pass away.
神要预备一个新天新地。
And God will create a new heaven and new earth.
不止得救的基督徒等待这个新天新地。
And now not only the Christians await for the new heaven and new earth.
所有被造之物都等待着那天的到来。
All created things also await for that day.
所以在彼得后书第三章这段经文说。
So in 2 Peter chapter 3 it says.
但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有响声废去，有形体形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了，这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人应该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔。
But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness?
切切仰望神的日子到来，在那日天被火烧就消化，有形质的都要被烈火融化，但我们照他的应许盼望新天新地，有意居在其中。
Looking for the hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning and the elements will be melt with intense heat. But according to his promise, we are looking for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells.
那审判过后，圣经告诉我们，一切都是新的。
And the Bible tells us that after judgment, all things will be new.
信耶稣的人跟这些万物都要得到拯救。
And those who believe in Jesus and all creation will be saved.
所以圣经说，万物是指神起初所创造的天地。
So, all creation refers to the heaven and earth that God created originally.
这个包括我们所居住这个地球。
And that includes the earth that we live in.
太阳、月亮、天上的星星。
The sun, the moon, the stars.
还有这个银河，还有等等，我们可以就是这些被造之物。
The Milky Way and all these things that have been created.
因为亚当犯了罪。
And because Adam sinned.
不仅人要面对这个罪带来的后果。
Not only do men have to face the consequence of sin.
整个世界还有这个宇宙都受到咒诅。
But all creation, all universe has been cursed.
但是因为耶稣基督的复活。
But because of Jesus' resurrection.
那不仅人得到拯救。
Not only are people saved.
整个世界还有宇宙一切都要归回神起初所创造的。
All the universe, all creation will return to its original state.
因为神起初所创造的，圣经告诉我们都是好的。
Because the Bible tells us that what God created originally was good.
那么耶稣基督的复活除了影响到这些被造之物。
So Jesus' resurrection not only impacts the created things.
那第二也影响到我们今生的生命。
It also impacts our life today.
也就是我们在地上所做的一切。
And that is all that we do here on earth.
我们在地上所做的影响到将来我们在新天新地的奖赏。
And what we do today impacts the rewards that we get in the future.
所以保罗在哥林多前书第15章58节说。
So, Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 58.
他说，所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常卸力，多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm, let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
要明白这节经文真正的意义，我们必须要看上文。
And to truly understand the meaning of this verse, you have to look at its context.
因为上文都谈到这个复活的事情。
Because before this verse, it talks about resurrection.
那保罗说，既然我们的身体要从死里复活过来。
And Paul says that since our bodies will resurrect again,
我们到一个新的地方去。
Go to a new place.
我们必须在地上卸力的多多做主工。
So we should, labor hard here on earth.
因为我们知道我们所做的在主里不是徒然的。
Because we know that our labor in the Lord is not in vain.
那这节经文跟在哥林多前书第三章第八节到十五节有密切的关系。
And, this verse has close relationship to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
那你回家后你可以看去看这段经文哥林多前书第三章八到十五节。
And you could go home and look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 8 to 15.
那这段经文谈到基督台前的审判。
And here it speaks of the judgment before Christ.
然后这段经文说明我们在地上所做的好像一个建筑工程一样。
And here it speaks of our work here on earth is as a construction project.
啊，这个建筑工程它所用的材料有金银、宝石，还有这个草木，还有河水。
And we use gold, silver, precious stone, wood and stubble to build this.
那这些材料代表我们在地上所做的。
And these material represents what we do here on earth.
那金是最好的。
Gold is the best.
然后这个河鞋是最不好的。
And stubble is the worst.
那么这些东西，金银宝石，还有这个河鞋、草木，啊，会受到这个火的考验。
And gold, silver, precious stone, wood and stubble will be tested through fire.
那如果我们在地上卸力多做主工，我们就好像就是金银宝石一样，经过这些火的考验也不会亏损。
And if we work hard here on earth, it's as though we're storing up gold, silver, and precious stone, which will not be burned up.
但是如果我们在地上没有忠心的做主工，
But if we don't faithfully do God's work here on earth,
那就好像这些草木，还有这些花草一样，和血一样，被火烧掉，受到亏损。
It's as, these, wooden stubble, which gets burnt up and the loss is great.
然后这段经文也就是哥林多前书第三章第八到第十五节。
And, this passage is 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 8 to 15.
啊，这段经文说明一个得救的基督徒不会失去他的救恩。
And here it says that a Christian who is saved, will not lose his salvation.
啊，但是会失去他将来的奖赏。
But will miss out on his rewards.
因为在哥林多前书第三章第十五节说
Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 15 it says
那人的工程若被烧掉他就要受亏损自己却要得救虽然得救乃像从火里经过一样
If any man's work is burned up he will suffer loss but he himself will be saved yet so as through fire
那我们是否希望我们所做的
So do we wish that what we do?
那在基督台前就好像这是金银宝石一样虽然经过火烧仍然没有亏损。
That they would be considered as gold, silver, and precious stone before Christ, that even though they are burned, yet there is no loss.
那使徒约翰在启示录第十四章第十三节说
And the apostle John says in Revelation chapter 14 verse 13,
我听见从天上有声音说你要写下从今以后在主里面而死的人有福了。圣灵说是的他们息了自己的劳苦做工的果效也随着他们。
Then I heard a voice from heaven say, Right, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labor for their deeds will follow them.
那这节经文说明一个在主里面离开世界的人。
And this verse says, speaks of a person who leaves the world who is in Christ.
那么他在地上所做的将会跟随着他到基督台前。
And all their deeds here on earth will follow them before the throne of Christ.
那诗篇九十篇谈到摩西的祷告。
And in Psalms 90, it speaks of Moses' prayer.
那么在他的祷告中，摩西描述到人生的短暂。
And the verse, in the prayer, Moses speaks of the shortness of life.
他说我们的人生好像一声叹息。
He speaks of our life is but a sigh.
我们一生的年日只不过是七十岁。
And our life is maybe 70 years.
如果强壮的话，可以到80岁。
And if we're strong, maybe 80 years.
但是摩西说，所经花的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
And yet all that we labor is hardship.
我们便飞如去。
And we will depart.
所以摩西结束祷告的时候，他对神说。
And so as Moses finishes prayer, he says,
他说愿你坚立我们所做的功，我们所做的功，愿你坚立。
Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
摩西知道人生命的短暂。
Moses understood the shortness of life.
并且他知道这个一生是愁苦劳烦。
And he realized that, a whole life is a hardship.
那因此他求神建立他所做的。
So he prayed and asked God to establish the work of his hands.
那保罗形容自己的生命，他所做的一切好像一场赛跑一样。
And Paul described all that he does as a race.
在腓立比书第三章第十三节到十四节说。
And from Philippians chapter 3 verse 13 to 14.
他说弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了。我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来的奖赏。
Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
那保罗形容自己好像一个参赛的运动员一样。
And Paul describes him as a runner in a race.
那如果要得到这个奖金的话，必须要做好准备。
And if he is to receive the reward, he must prepare himself.
多做这个主工。
And to do more work for God.
同样将来如果我们要在基督台前得到这个奖赏。
And likewise, if we're to receive the rewards in heaven.
我们必须要在这个地上卸力，多多的做主工。
We must work on the work of the Lord.
所以摩西跟保罗知道当他们离开世界的时候。
So Moses and Paul understood that when they leave this world.
那他们在地上所做的将会跟随着他们。
That all that they do here on earth will follow them.
有一天他们所做的将会在复活的时候。
And one day what they do here on earth at the resurrection.
也就是在基督台前得到这个奖赏。
And that is before the throne of Christ that they will receive their rewards.
所以因着这个缘故，保罗就在哥林多前书第十五章第五十八节劝勉我们。
And because of this, Paul exhorts people in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 58.
他说，所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常卸力，多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm, let nothing move you, always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
我基督的复活，我们知道第一就是使到万物都知道拯救。
See that Jesus' resurrection leads to the whole of salvation, whole of creation being saved.
第二呢，就是使到在地上我们所做的将来得到奖赏。
And it's also what we do here on earth, we will receive reward in the future.
那最后，耶稣基督的复活使我们能够得到这个永恒的盼望。
And finally, Jesus' resurrection gives us eternal hope.
那么，自从亚当夏娃犯罪以后，人必须要面对这个死亡的问题。
And ever since Adam and Eve, men must face the problem of death.
每一个人，每一个生下来的婴孩，必须要面对这个生老病死的问题。
Every person, every child that is born will face the issue of sickness and death.
没有一个人能够说我不要老，我不要生病，我不会死的。
No one can say that I will not age, I will not get ill, and I will not die.
那么科技跟医学的发达也不能够解决这个生老病死的问题。
And medical advancements cannot solve the problem of aging and death.
人能够飞去太空，啊，今天我们有这个什么 5G 或者 6G， 但却不能够胜过这个死亡。
Man can fly into space and have different technology, yet we cannot overcome death.
是的，人没有办法解决这个生老病死的问题。
Yes, man cannot resolve the problem of aging and death.
可是只有耶稣基督能够解决这个生老病死的问题。
Only Jesus can solve this problem.
所以因为耶稣基督的复活，圣经告诉我们他已经胜过了这个死亡。
And because of Jesus' resurrection, he has overcome death.
所以在哥林多前书第15章55节说，死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55, it says, Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?
因为耶稣基督的复活带给人盼望，带给我们盼望。
And because of Jesus' resurrection, it gives us hope.
那从今以后，我们不必活在这个绝望当中。
And from now on, we do not need to live in hopelessness.
因为耶稣基督已经胜过这个死亡。
Because Jesus has overcome death.
基督徒对这个死亡的看法应当是如何的？
And so how should Christians look at death?
是否感到害怕或者绝望？
Should we fear or have a sense of hopelessness?
啊，说真的，我还没有信耶稣之前，我对这个死亡感到非常害怕。
Truthfully, before I became a Christian, I was very afraid of death.
那特别是小的时候，我看到邻居有人去世。
And especially as I was young, I saw neighbors pass away.
所以心里就感到恐惧。
So I had fear in my heart.
我想我感到，我对这个死亡感到害怕，是因为我不知道死后到哪里去。
I was fearful of death because I didn't know where we went after death.
那后来我信了耶稣之后，我渐渐地明白这个死亡的问题。
And after I became a Christian, I understood the problem of death.
那对于这个死亡有了一个正确的观念。
And I had a proper view of death.
我也看到圣经里面谈到这个复活的真理。
And we also saw the truth in Scripture.
啊，这个耶稣基督的复活带给我们盼望。
Jesus' resurrection gives us hope.
那因此，当我后来我信了耶稣一段时间之后，我不再对这个死亡感到惧怕。
So after I became a Christian, a while after that, I no longer fear death.
因为我知道我死后将来会从死里复活过来。
Because I know that after death, I will resurrect again.
我也知道我死后复活过来之后，神会为我预备一个地方。
And I know that after I resurrect, God will prepare a place for me.
你对于这个死亡的看法如何？
What is your view of death?
是否感到害怕？
Do you fear it?
或者感到绝望？
Or are you hopeless?
那如果我们对这个复活的真理不了解的话，
And if we don't understand the truth of resurrection,
对这个新天新地也不没有什么认识，
And not understand the new heaven and new earth,
那我们应当感到害怕。
Then there should be fear.
那其实不少的基督徒这个对这个身体的复活，还有这个新天新地的真理，不太了解。
Many Christians do not truly understand the new body and new heaven and new earth.
那因此造成他们对这个永生的概念有点模糊。
And so they have a misunderstanding of eternal life.
那使到他们对这个死亡感到恐惧。
So they fear death.
那可是如果我们对复活的真理有深入的认识。
But if we have a deep understanding of the truth of resurrection.
我们对这个死亡不应当感到惧怕。
Then we should not fear death.
死亡对于一个得救的人不是一个终点。
Death to a believer is not the end point.
而是一个提升。
But it's a time to be lifted up.
那提升到一个更好的地方去。
And to move to a better place.
当主耶稣被钉死在十字架的时候
When Jesus was nailed to the cross,
有一个旁边的强盗信了耶稣
There's a robber next to Jesus who believed in him.
那耶稣就对他说
And Jesus tells him,
我实在地告诉你今天你要同我在乐园里
Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise.
乐园是一个美好的一个地方
Paradise is a wonderful place.
那主耶稣也告诉门徒说不久他将要离开他们
And Jesus also told his disciples not long he will depart from them
被这些犹太人领袖捉拿
And that he will be arrested by the leaders
因此门徒心里面感到忧愁
And the disciples' hearts were troubled
所以在约翰福音第14章第1到第3节说
So in John chapter 14 verses 1 to 3 it says
这个是主耶稣向门徒所说的话
And this is what Jesus tells his disciples.
他说你们心里不要忧愁你们信神也当信我。
Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me.
那么在我父的家里有许多住处若是没有我早就告诉你们了我去原是为你们预备地方去。
In my father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you.
我若去为你们预备地方就再来接你们到那里去我在那里叫你们也在那里
If I go and prepare a place for you I will come again and receive you to myself that where I am there you may be also
那保罗在腓立比书第一章第23节说
And Paul says in Philippians chapter 1 verse 23
他说我正在两难之间情愿离世与基督同在因为这是好的无比的
I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far.
那保罗对于这个死亡有一个很正确的观念
And Paul had a correct view of death.
那他知道他离开世界之后所要去的地方
He knows the place where he will be after he dies.
耶稣基督的复活改变了一切
Jesus' resurrection changes all things.
首先他使到这个万物得到拯救
First he causes all creation to be saved
那第二他使到我们在地上所做的将来在天上得到奖赏
And secondly he enabled that all that we do here on earth will receive reward in the future
那最后耶稣基督的复活使我们有了这个永恒的盼望
And finally Jesus' resurrection gives us hope for the future
要么安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let's quiet our hearts and meditate on today's message.
牧师的复活对于我们来说是非常重要的。
Yes, resurrection is very important for us.
如果没有复活我们就没有盼望
Without resurrection, there is no hope for us.
我们仍然在这个绝望当中
And we remain in hopelessness.
所有的东西万物都没有希望
Then all created things have no hope.
因为这个复活的真理是我们信仰的根基
The truth of resurrection is the foundation of our faith.
我们必须要把这个真理牢记在我们的心里面。
And we must remember this truth in our hearts.
我希望你心里面存有这个复活的盼望。
And I hope that you will have the hope of resurrection.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢你赐给我们这个永恒的盼望。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us the hope of eternal life.
那感谢你，借着耶稣，我们有了这个复活的生命。
And thank you that through Jesus we have a resurrected life.
我们也感谢你，因为将来你要为我们预备一个新天新地。
And we thank you because you will prepare a new heaven and new earth for us.
使那些所有得救的人都能够到那里去。
So everyone who's saved can be there.
主啊，我们要感谢你的恩典，还有你的恩惠。
We thank you for your grace and mercy.
因为你的爱，我们得到拯救。
And because of your love, we are saved.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.